Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the State of Jefferson. The front page of the Ashland Tidings on Tuesday, November 12, 1918, caught up with the news that the small Oregon town had longed for. The headline read, "The war is over. Germany accepts Allies' peace terms at 12 o'clock Sunday night." Governor Withycombe had declared Monday a legal holiday in Oregon on Sunday. In San Francisco, bells tolled and it was reported that many celebratory bombs exploded in the city. In Washington, the president ordered General Crowder to cancel military draft calls for 252,000 men. For many families, while the news of the end of the war brought joy, the anxious wait for their loved ones to return from the war was still with them. Ashland residents, Mr. and Mrs. W.K. Smith, had only received one letter from their son Archie, who had been drafted that summer and sent quickly to the French front. 2 weeks after the war ended, the Ashland family received a telegram informing them that their son had died in action in the fields of France on September 27th, just a month after sending his one and only letter back home. Today's episode of As It was written by Christopher Shockey, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.